This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 154 for Monday, November 21st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Monday, seeing some follow-through selling after last week's declines. Canola down 9 to over $13, January down $13.80 at $843.30 per ton. Renewed COVID-19 restrictions in China weighed heavily on crude oil this morning, and that selling pressure spilled into the canola market as well. Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures were both lower, although Malaysian palm oil held near unchanged. However, crude oil recovered most of its losses, while soy oil also managed to turn higher late in the day. That helped canola end off its lows. Weakness in the Canadian dollar also provided some support, with wide crush margins likely keeping some solid end-user demand underneath the market. In the U.S., soybeans recovered from early losses to post gains, while corn was lower and wheat mixed with the bias to the downside. U.S. markets will be closed Thursday for Thanksgiving and only open a shortened session on Friday. Positioning ahead of the holiday was behind some of the activity. Soybeans had been pressured by the drop in crude oil, but with oil off its lows, beans managed to recover. January up 8 cents at the final bell at $14.36 per bushel. Weekly inspection data showed 2.3 million tons of U.S. soybeans left the country in the latest reporting period. That was up 19% from the previous week, but slightly off what moved during the same week a year ago. China was the major destination. Persistent dryness concerns in Argentina, where farmers are seeding their next soybean crop, contributed to the gains in beans, but conditions are thought to be relatively favorable in Brazil, keeping a lid on the upside. Corn, it is lower, the December contract down 8 cents at $6.59 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections came in at just under 500,000 tons. That was down slightly from the previous week and well off what moved during the same week a year ago. Wheat, it was steady to lower. Minneapolis down 3 cents in the December contract at $9.48 per bushel. Kansas City wheat unchanged in the December at $9.34 and a quarter. Chicago wheat down 4 cents in December at $7.99 and a quarter per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat exports of 280,000 tons were up on both the week and year, providing some support. Rosario Grain Exchange in Argentina lowered their expectations for exports out of the country this year, citing the drought concerns and frost damage that have cut into production. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, November 21st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.